brain or my ego should understand. Bigger you become, more you should be a giver. Not to take it and think that, okay, I'm big. It's just the opposite. By becoming humble, they have the washed empty pot for that stuff to come in. They cleaned up their receivers, so they receive. That's what it is. Yes?
How the housewife made apologies to the chickpea, and the wise purpose in her keeping the chickpea on the boil.
Means how you should deal with your ego when you are cooking it. We are still in the kitchen. Don't worry. This is the last paragraph of the kitchen. This is the last paragraph of you, how to deal with your ego. Yes?
The dame says to it, formerly I, like thee, was a part of the earth. After I had drunk a fiery self-mortification, then I became an acceptable and worthy one.
Means what? Because you should pay attention. This paragraph is this. Look at it. Short paragraph, compact. Because he made those two paragraphs for you to be ready to listen to this. First of all, that lady here becomes Sati, means a respectable madame, something like that. Okay? He's talking to the ego, and say what? He say, remember, me too was just like you, was a part of this. Then something happened to me. I drank the fight, fiery fight, fiery jihad. Jihad is complicated because jihad, you know what jihad is, going to war for your religion. But that's not what Rumi means. We talked about it before. What was the word he was using? Jihad. Jihad and tawakkul means personal effort. You say, you know what? I drank some fiery personal effort. Then I became capable of eating something better because I drank that. Yes?
For a long while, I boiled in time. But for another long while in the pot of the body.
First, I was boiling on the earth. Means I was born and I was doing like all the animals. Then another period of time, I was boiled within this body. I realized who he is. Yes?
By reason of these two boilings, I became strength to the senses. Mm-hmm. I became spirit. Then I became thy teacher.
Yeah. So this is the process I went through. First, I was just like my ego. Then, I boiled in life. For the second one, I boiled in my body. I realized, who am I? And I studied myself. With these two boiling, actually, I became the power of the feelings and all my senses. So I actually activated all my senses. Then I became the spirit. Therefore, I became your teacher, your master, your ustad. Yes?
In the inanimate state, I used to say, thou art running to the end that thou mayst become knowledge and spiritual qualities. Since I have become spirit, now boil once more and pass beyond animality.
Again, do you remember he said about this, we've talked a lot of times. Here, one another point. He said, listen, when you were just the stuff and I was just being, I tried and we needed to do some effort to get the knowledge and the meaning archive, the adjective of the meanings. Now, we are both transformed. I became the spirit, you should boil to become, to pass that animal life. Yes?
Is spirit John? Is animals?
No.
No. Okay.
There is no John.
Okay.
Ru. 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 The breath.
Beseech God continually that you may not stumble over these deep sayings and that you may arrive at the journey's end. For many have been led astray by the Quran. By that rope, a multitude have fallen into the well. There is no fault in the rope, O perverse man, inasmuch as you had no desire for the top.
Means what? That is the conclusion. He said, you should pray to the God that with what I'm talking about, you will not become silly and do silly stuff. Because you should. I bring examples, I'm talking poetry, and I'm touching a very delicate subject, the fight within you, between you and yourself, okay? So I hope you will go through this delicate stuff very carefully, because I know a lot of people, they become silly people, quote unquote, according to Quran. Okay, is it the fault of the Quran, or is it the fault of that stupid fellow who interpreted wrongly? It's exactly the same. You could interpret what I'm talking about here differently. I hope you got it. Because here I was trying to tell you how you should convince your brain, your self, to be sacrificed. To understand that with this sacrifice, we don't mean eliminating my ego. It means making it a good part of me. Where is the ego of Nelson Mandela? Doesn't he have self? He has a very strong self. But his self is not selfish. That's transformation of myself to become selfless. Myself should understand this, that this is not eliminating you. This is improving you. Because we are both going through this. So I have to change and my ego should change. Because, yes, the problem is one thing only. If you don't tend to go up, you go down by all these conversations. I hope your wishes is to go up. To be a better person. That's it. Go back to the mosque.
The remainder of the story of the guest of that guest-killing mosque and his firmness and sincerity.
Suddenly, the guy we know, the guy wanted to go in the mosque, right? He didn't have any special goal. He didn't even explain why. You started with this, that this guy wanted to go to the mosque, everybody said, oh, don't, the mosque is dangerous, blah, 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 all that, right? Here, he starts pointing at that fellow in a different way. He was from out of the city. He was a stranger, and he wished upward. That upward, that was at the end of the last paragraph is here. So this guy that I'm talking about, and you thought, why is he good? Because he wants to be better and he knows that he needs to go to this mosque, no matter what happens. So he's ready to die for it. This is the guy who wants to go up. Yes.
Beseech God continually That high aspiring stranger to the town said, I will sleep in this mosque at night. O mosque, if thou become my Karbala, thou wilt be the Kaaba that fulfills my need.
Means what? Do you know what Karbala is?
It's a battle, famous battle.
Ah, yes. It's a famous battlefield that someone becomes martyr. Everybody will get killed for a purpose. Here he will say, if you are that battleground of defeat for me, even then I welcome you. Yes?
Hark, give me leave, O chosen house, that I may perform a rope dance like Mansur. If in counseling you have become Gabriel, Khalil will not crave succor in the fire.
Again, back to Khalil. Why? Because he went through the fire, and he's the guy who is ready to kill his own son just for the goodness. So we'll go back to him, and the Gabriel is here. Because who is Gabriel? Gabriel is the advisor. That's the only thing he does. The advisor of the God comes with that angel. So he is the advisor. Right? Okay. What should you do with the advice of Gabriel? In this path, you don't even listen to that. How do you like that? Mm-hmm. This is what happened to him. When he wanted to go in the fire, Gabriel came in. He said, oh my goodness, you? I will cover all the fire, you shouldn't be burned. He said, I'm sorry, Mr. Gabriel, but I came to this fire, I only listen to Ha and no one else. I don't need even you. The Gabriel, who is the best wish of any prophet to come down and tell you what to do, here he will say, this is what it is. Going in this fire, you should be ready to burn your ego. You shouldn't try to save it. Even if Gabriel comes with the advice to save you, you should say, thank you, but no thank you. This is what he did to Gabriel. Why? Because he has realized that the only enemy is this, and this should burn, period. Yes?
Be gone, O Gabriel, for having been kindled, I, like aloe wood and ambergris, am better burnt.
Ah. He went to those little piece of wood which smells good. It's good when it is burned. Do you hear what I'm saying? I'm like that. I know I will be good when I'm burned in this fire, when I lose my ego, when I become selfless. Yes?
O Gabriel, although thou art helping and guarding like a brother, O brother, I am eager for the fire. I am not that spirit that I should become more and then less. The animal spirit is increased by fodder. It was a fire and was consumed like firewood. Had it not become firewood, it would have been fruitful. It would have prospered unto everlasting and would have caused prosperity.
First he said, first of all, the life, the animal life I have, this will grow what? Eating vegetables. This is when he was talking about, do you remember? At the beginning he said, your ego is the enemy of the path, and he is in love with the grass. Here he will say, the animal will go with the grass. But I am different. I'm from the fire. And for the fire, the wood was a cheap sacrifice to pay. You put the wood